Drug maker Schering Plough has agreed to pay almost $300 million to settle civil charges that it overcharged the Medicaid program for the allergy drug Claritin. It's the biggest such payment in Medicaid's history. Schering will pay another $52 million to settle a related criminal charge. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has the story.
The government buys billions of dollars of prescription drugs under Medicaid. In exchange, it demands that drug makers give Medicaid what it calls the best price, lower than the price any other buyer gets. But as today's settlement reveals, the government doesn't always get the lowest price. In a press conference in Philadelphia this morning, Patrick Meehan, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, described how Schering Plough overcharged the government for its best-selling drug, Claritin. It happened between 1998 and 2002. At the time, Claritin's main competitor was the much cheaper Allegra. Two large HMOs, Cigna and Pacific Care, went to Schering and demanded a better deal on Claritin.
Schering refused to lower its direct cost, at least in part, because it knew that, by law, it would have to lower the price of Claritin for its provision of Claritin to the Medicaid program, saving taxpayers' dollars, but eating into the profits of Schering.
To protect its profits from Medicaid, Schering lowered the price of Claritin to the HMOs indirectly. It gave them interest-free loans, deeply discounted tablets on the side, and in the case of Cigna, a large annual fee for prescription data Cigna was already supplying. The government says that payment was actually an illegal kickback. U.S. Attorney Meehan said Schering will pay a $52 million criminal fine for that, on top of the $292 million it's giving back to Medicaid.
There's a point at which a drug manufacturer's pursuit of market share crosses the line that separates competition and illegal conduct. This case serves as an example that such corporate conduct is flat out wrong.
Government prosecutors are sending that message with increasing frequency these days. Earlier this year, Pfizer settled a large Medicaid fraud case. Last year, the drug maker Bayer did. Many large drug makers have disclosed the existence of federal investigations and filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. By some estimates, there are literally dozens of such cases under court seal. Oregon Attorney General Hardy Myers, who's involved in some of those cases, says there's a simple reason for this.
The increase in healthcare costs, which is driven in a very important part by the increase in the costs of pharmaceuticals, has sharpened the concern of both state and federal regulators about trying to make certain that those cost increases are not, to any extent, the result of illegal conduct of one kind or another.
Brent Saunders, chief compliance officer at Schering, offers another reason why such cases are likely to multiply.
The prosecutors have proven that this is an area that they can have success in. Success breeds interest in continuing these types of cases for the government.
Schering Plough is itself the subject of another federal investigation. The company says it's overhauling its marketing practices. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.